This is Fresh Air. Taylor Swift's new album, her fifth, is called 1989, which is the year she was born. For the past few years, she's been the young queen of country music, by far its biggest selling artist. But 1989 sidesteps country music entirely to become Swift's first pure pop album. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
Career as country music's hardest working ingenue, crafting sophisticated story songs that somehow managed to convince listeners of her innocence and heartache. She became a superstar on the strength of albums filled with elaborate metaphors for the heartache her choruses assured us would never break her down. Now Taylor Swift arrives as a fully formed pop star, with songs inflicting and transcending the heartache any mature adult is capable of. And the key to her success this time out is one of the best tricks a pop music artist can pull off. Songs that nod fondly at youth while yielding the pleasures of adult artistry. That's Out of the Woods, one of the lush melodramas Swift has assembled with collaborators such as Max Martin and the Swedish songwriter known as Shellback. Swift still teases her fans with little details that may or may not refer to romantic autobiography. But she's mindful that if you want to make hits that last longer than the time it takes to hit the refresh key on your browser, you don't do it by setting your day planner to music. Nope, you do it with melodies that build something new atop previous styles, and with vocals that convince listeners that they can and should sing along, preferably at the top of their lungs. She develops all of this with witty efficiency on a song such as Style. All back to James Dean as a style icon and its musical paradox, a disco beat that is downright languid, Style could have been just a bit of callow piffle. But it's on a song like this that Swift's technique really takes hold. She writes one syllable for each beat in the chorus. That has the effect of nailing the rhythm down tightly. At the same time, the melody soars like something Donna Summer and Giorgio Moroder might have cooked up during the decade before Swift was born. On style and on a song such as Blank Space, she's making big ballads that aren't inflated with gassy sentimentality.
Make the bad guys good for a weekend. So it's gonna be forever, or it's gonna go down in flames. You can tell me when it's over, if the high was worth the pain. Got a long list of ex-lovers, they'll tell you I'm insane. Cause you know I love the players, and you love the game. Cause we're young and we're reckless.
The danger for Taylor Swift was never that she'd go off the rails and start snorting or twerking, but rather the opposite, that she'd become a chilly, shut-down control freak. Instead, she's writing vigorous material free of irony, songs that are intricately clever, music that has pep. In fact, despite 1989's goal to establish her as a proper grown-up, what I like most about it is the music's reminder that Taylor Swift is the peppiest pop star we have right now.
Ken Tucker reviewed Taylor Swift's new album, 1989. If you want to listen to our show on your own schedule and catch up on interviews you've missed, try podcasting us on iTunes. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Our associate producer for online media is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Shurrock directs the show. WHYY's chief content officer is Christine Dempsey. I'm Terry Gross.